many things going on, we barely have time to get to topics anymore. Lynn Wilson is now joining us, also known as the Happy Hentress, who was on a couple of days ago. Lynn Wilson, how are you?
I'm doing great, Willie. How are you doing today?
It's a great day to be an American. You know, the boys are coming off the USS Abraham Lincoln, 5,000 horny sailors. And I'm thinking they need some Advil, they need some Viagra, they need some Ogoplex. And then maybe they need some hemp. What do you think?
Well, I think they probably don't need Viagra. They're just coming off and they're ready to go.
I think they're more than ready. It's just 10 months at sea looking at each other.
Absolutely.
So what's going on?
I just wanted to let you know, I heard about your phone call to the mayor yesterday, and I wanted to ask you what his response was. I didn't get to hear the show.
Wow.
About it from everybody. And what was Mayor Luca's response to your question yesterday about medical marijuana in Cincinnati?
Very controversial, because you know the mayor of our fair city is like the chief law enforcement officer of municipal court. In a sense, he controls the police division. He, in a sense, is the chief law enforcement officer. But I think it's fairly clear that in an unspoken fashion that the medical use of marijuana is gathering widespread support in the mayor's office. And the issue becomes how to get it on the ballot, how to make this a reality. That's the problem.
Well, it could be just put on a vote for the council to make an ordinance in Cincinnati. We were going to try to do that a number of years ago, and the council kind of changed and shifted the perspective of where they wanted to go with things. So we didn't attempt it at that time because we were waiting for the shift to take place back the other way. And maybe we're headed that way again. Maybe we can do some changes here in Cincinnati. I hope so.
Well, you know, the big rally is on Sunday, day after tomorrow, at 3 o'clock on Fountain Square.
You got it.
And who's going to be there, if anyone?
Well, along with lots of the same people that we talked about the other day, Gatewood Galvers, two chapters of Normal, Americans Alliance for Medical Cannabis, Police Officers for Drug Law Reform. I'm hoping that after last night, you know, we went down to the Hempster plant, the Steve Ruby premiere last night in Lexington with Gatewood Galvers. We had an awesome time, Willie. You should have came. Alex White Plume, who is one of the stars of the movie, is a Lakota Indian out in the Dakotas, who has been harassed by the DEA for growing on sovereignty land, industrial hemp. He was there last night. He's intending on coming down speaking, along with Craig Lee, who is the director of the Hemp Museum and travels all over showing all kinds of industrial historical aspects of hemp and where we could take it to the future. I'm hoping that they both come up with Gatewood and are added on speakers at the last minute. They are awesome people, along with a lot of other locals and a lot of other people coming in from out of town. It's going to be a blast. But don't forget, we also have a fundraiser tomorrow night in Miami Town if anybody wants to come and join us. So we have a couple of bands playing there. We have a local band, Neverville, and Worldwide, who is a CEA and a Cammy nominee from 2002. It's going to be a great show for both events. I hope everybody comes out to both. If not, they can go to one or the other. And, of course, they can get all the information on my local phone number, 513-684-HEMP, for that, really.
684-HEMP.
You got it.
All right, well, Lynn Wilson, I may not be with you on Sunday because of conflict, but I'll be there in spirit. And Brendan Cole, who's like the Carl Rove of city council, he said that medical uses of marijuana would not disturb him one bit. And if I had a friend or family member and deep health problems and that could relieve their symptoms, I'd be with them 100%.
Which council member was that?
Well, Brendan Cole, who is the mayor's chief of staff next to Bernadette.
I see. He's one of the assistants. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. The more support, the better off for the patients. Uh-huh. And that's what's really important, taking care of sick people.
Lynn Wilson, please.
Thank you, Willie.
Okay, nice to thank you. And as I said, we can't get to the topic, but we're going to do our best between 2 and 3 o'clock to deal with the issue of the day. It's taken us an hour and a half to get to this point. There are too many things happening, too many issues, too many confrontations, too many opportunities, too many thoughts, too many expressions, too many Americans with viewpoints to get to even to the cause of the topic. But between 2 and 3 o'clock today, we will deal to the best of my ability with the issue of the new resegregation of America perpetrated upon us by black Americans. When we're trying to come together, so many other of my fellow citizens are trying to pull us apart. Why have an African-American Chamber of Commerce? Unless blacks are prohibited from joining the Chamber of Commerce. Is that what's going on? I don't think so. Why have a black...
Sitting here this hour, we have the Happy Hedges and her married band of brothers.
How you doing?
And sisters.
That's true.
They're here for a... We weekend, I guess. What day is it on?
It is 2 days of stuff, actually. It is the May and Marijuana March weekend. Tomorrow night is the big fundraiser out in Miami County at River Southwest Sports Park. Kicks off about 8:30, 9 o'clock, give or take. And we have really cool bands that you guys can come out and check out. It is Neverville here in Cincinnati, and also 2002 Grammy Award nominee and GEA nominee worldwide is playing along with an acoustic act called Grassy Crick.
Grassy Crick.
And that is Senior Bull, one of my MCs, and the other guys around here somewhere. He's coming. And I encourage everybody to come out, have fun. And then on Sunday is the big Millions Marijuana March rally on Fountain Square from 3 to 6 p.m. That is a free event, of course, on Fountain Square. We're going to have lots of speakers, and I can tell you that throughout the evening. And also, the Black and Tan Carpet Band is the music for the Sunday afternoon gig.
Nice. Now, I'm guessing, now, this may be a little stereotypical of me to say, but I'm guessing when
you've been in a song, you say that.
I'm guessing the bands are playing those weren't really like jam bands.
Yes,
very
much. Senior Bull can tell you about his band. He's in the band Neverville that's playing Saturday night.
Well, there you go. Well, we've been calling a cross between the Grateful Dead and Led Zeppelin, so that pretty much cover it for you. I got to tell you my one happy experience. So I used to be on the air with a guy here a couple years ago who was a huge Fish fan.
His name was Cousin D.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And Dave Kyle. And he made me go to the Fish show in their Riverbend, like, right before they broke up. And, we had pavilion seats, and we went on the wrong side of the pavilion, so Washington's pavilion, the Fish is already playing. And people are doing the hippie dance.
You know,
I gotta be honest, there was a lot of body odor. I'm smelling the BO, and people are bumping into me, and I'm like, all right, that's it, man. Next person to bump into me, I'm just going to deck them. And, but the problem is, with the Fish fans, they're just stinking nice. They'll bump into you, and they'll turn around and shake hands like, I'm sorry, man. I can't punch a nice guy. Where's the one asshole Fish fan that just came out and that fucking punch him and take it all out on him?
They're out in the parking lot selling fake asses.
I think it is even going to chill.
And then, see, that might have been my problem right there. I just had some cold there.
You can't get in a crowd like that and not be in the same frame of mind.
Exactly.
It's the state of mind.
Exactly. I was wearing one of my patchwork shirts, but that wasn't enough for me. All right, well, you guys are going to be around for an hour, right?
Yeah,
we're going to take time away from Doug. We're going to let Doug shine.
We also want to let everybody know Dr. Outlist is capable. He's our other half of our MCs on both events.
Nice. Well, we'll get back with you. We got some commercials now. And we'll get back with you. We'll be back with Doug, the Doug Cast of the Hour. And Happy Empress and her Mary Bad. What did you call him?
I told you. We had another
female. We're all brothers, man.
We're all brothers.
There you go. TDM.
Zephyrs, Cannabis Filter Magazine, Elite Indeed, and Amtron Productions present a Million Marijuana March weekend. It starts Saturday, May 3rd, 8 p.m. at the River Southwest Sports Park Pavilion in Miami Town with a Amtron Music Collaborator, Steve Live Music by Neverville, Grassy Creek, and Worldwide. This Sunday, May 4th, from 3 to 6, it's the Million Marijuana March and Rally on Cincinnati's Fountain Square. Featured speakers include Gateway Gallery, Indiana Normal, North Ohio Normal, American Alliance for Medical Cannabis, the Kentucky Marijuana Parks, police officers with front row reform and more. Musical guests with Black and Tan Carpet Band. A Million Marijuana Marching Rally Sunday, May 4th, Mountain Square. For info, call Hembrock Audio Magazine 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Or go to Hembrock.com. This event is sponsored by Cures.org, Cannabis Culture Magazine, Ocean, Ohio's unique boutique, and Hembrock Productions.
Nice. Then we are here with the Happy Huntress.
And her. Everybody just loves saying that.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about my name is everybody just loves being able to call somebody penis butter.
I think it's
all
around the TikTok.
That would make it related or something, wouldn't it? Oh my god. Next, I'm just gonna play a song. We're not gonna talk weed yet. We're gonna play some rock and roll.
Make it a mellow band.
Yeah.
But also
they kind of prepared me too, because I'm actually in the military, and we had play devil's advocate when we sit here and ask her questions.
I'm not her
there you go.
But to actually enemy Cannabis Culture, which is a prominent marijuana magazine.
Out of Canada, and sponsor of the event this weekend. One of our sponsors along with Unique Boutique.
I was thinking through, and I saw these things called like the Urinator and the Lizinator 5000, which is undetectable, foolproof. But I just want to let my CEO and my first one let them know. I'm not thinking about buying one of these things, so I'm just asking. So do these things actually work? Are they worth the money?
From what I know, depending on the type of drug testing, these kind of products do work if you use them correctly. You can even make your own. We were just earlier off the air talking about creative stoners. There are people that will get a plastic bottle and keep it in their crotch and keep it warm in a sock warmer. And then when they go into the bathroom to urinate for the test, pour that into the cup. And that's usually their friend's urine or their... Some people even use their kid's urine, things like that.
So why did I don't come up as being pregnant?
I don't think they're doing pregnancy tests yet, along with the drug testing.
Yeah.
So that does work.
So was the Wizinator 5000 or any of the urinators that were invented by
of course. I would just say everything in any magazine that has to do with marijuana was invented by stoners. Yes, they're very creative. Always looking for new ways to smoke pot.
There you go.
True.
Baby jar and a rubber straw.
Rubber and number things. Trust me, just give a shout out to a number of my friends right sitting in Clifton right now, thinking, why is Doug talking about marijuana? And I'm the expert that I am, but...
You're the jockass of the hour.
I am the hopefully the jockass for, permanent time. But, but sticking on the subject of things that have been invented by stoners, any kind of inventors or people in history, celebrities that you know about today, or anybody that's invented anything major... That was stoners. Do you have anybody that you know of?
Well, as we were speaking earlier about, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson did help other stoners create the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Not only were they inventive stoners, they were growers. They would be in jail today for cultivating marijuana on their land. Mount Vernon was a hemp farm.
Right. Does that happen a lot in America today? Are there numerous farms? Do they crack down on it? Is it mostly in Canada, Mexico, and then broader before?
I would venture to say mostly in this country is indoor growing. You were looking at the back page of the Cannabis Culture magazine. It has the Coliseum, which is an indoor growing operation, self-contained type of thing. Because it's so hard to get by with it in this country, most people don't do fields because they're very easy to be seen from the sky.
I've heard also that these nowadays can use UV detectors or heat detectors. Drive by your house and then look in.
Okay, but there is something that's changed since that. They, for a long time, were doing it and were hovering over people's houses and looking with the heat sensor for heat rooms and stuff. But the Supreme Court just ruled last year that they are not allowed to do that now unless they already have a search warrant. It used to be the other way around. That would enable them to have the probable cause to get the search warrant. Now they're not even allowed to come near your home.
There really doesn't look like they're having a machine like that.
Exactly.
But they're going to have a search warrant.
And this is a federal,
I've heard a couple of cases where they actually busted the people from their electric bill.
Well, that was a program that the DEA had a number of years ago where they had the electric company report on large fluctuations of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where a lot of the growers started scaling down and doing self-contained projects where it's not surging a lot of electricity.
Yeah.
So, you do small growth closets, and then you're not going to get into too much trouble.
You know, your cannabis cups, t-shirts, little cockroaches on there, even more tricky is because just like cockroaches, we kind of adapt.
Five flavors of roses where you find one that's about to
have a lot. Right. And when you put the searchlight on, it's better.
Exactly.
So we're in some spots, and you guys are going to stick around with us for a while.
Absolutely.
But the one thing... The one thing that I was just thinking about is that if the authorities spent as much time, if they took all the time and energy they did on trying to find people growing pot in their house,
we wouldn't have any terrorists trying to attack the country.
It just seems like a complete waste of time, because I don't know any stoners that are strapping bombs on their bodies walking in the bank or anything. Exactly. In fact, it should be mandatory. If they're suspect somebody, they should send a brick of weed to their house. So that they know they're not going to do anything for at least another couple months.
What about 5 guys in Clifton that I suspect are
not doing anything right now? right now.
That he knows about. It's Bill and Dan. On
the power hour. The day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees the warp is drawing. Many mercies for the sin. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord,
WEDM.com, which brought up a good point. There's a whole website you guys can check out for the whole, because I guess this legalized hemp marijuana thing's going on.
March.
Yeah, it's going on all over the country.
All over the world.
All over the world.
All over the world. 218 cities.
Wow. Where can they check about that? Where?
They can go to www.hemprock.com and off the top page, the Secures Not Words web link that they can get to other cities outside of Cincinnati.
That's awesome, dude. I didn't realize how huge this was.
30 years in the making.
I feel like I'm part of something big. Bigger than we are in the world. Right now, we got Sleeping Awake, the news from POD, 127 WEDM.
Time on all again. Happy today is the 14th anniversary.
Yeah, my dad said changing the oil every 2,000 miles was important.
And I got this the title is Morning Sickness 2003 Away. My boyfriend was always going down the scooter.
Mind him going down?
I didn't put on the screen to see anyone with him. It's the long-patrol annual pregnant entertainment contest, Friday, May 9th. So, if you're at least 6 months pregnant with that, and want to put out the team in front of a thousand of our closest friends, Paul is looking for you.
Finally, and
actually,
something really important.
To register, take out your finger now at 749-1027. You'll not only win.
Fine. I'm Scott Hammer, and I'm your Huckleberry. Actually, I'm your jockass this hour.
Dude, Peter's down there, all the marijuana people.
Or the weed people.
They want to be to say they're not the weed people. They're just letting people know about the fence in the drone.
That's so right. Yeah. The name of the weed people.
And Michael and Jekyll over here in the corner like, hey, dude, I am the weed.
No, man.
You're not made out of weed, believe it.
They just got any dips. But now it's cool being here, and I want to say hi to Jeannie, and my buddy Reggie, it's his birthday, and my Aunt Norma, and that's it.
I think our best guy has one of the lead people who I'm not a weak person. Yeah, I'm jamming out.
Yeah. We're in here, man. What's up? You know what? I'll get the studio. There's too much smoke right now.
Oh, darn.
We have the dirty cameras. It's all you're doing in your car before you come up here.
No doubt. But there's a million person weed march coming up then?
Million marijuana march.
Million marijuana.
Willie was calling it the million marijuana bomb march. And like I said, these dads are going to be there too.
Oh, that's funny.
Are pot smokers, but it is the main marijuana march, and we are on Fountain Square from 3 to 6 Sunday, and around the world, everywhere else, all weekend.
All right, so like you said earlier, it's like we are the world for weed.
Around the world. We are the world. Yeah. We have better music.
Speaking of music, the Black and Tan Carpet Band is playing Sunday on the square, and then at our fundraiser in Miami Town tomorrow night. It is Senior Bulls Band, Neverville, and Worldwide, and Randy Crick. We're going to have a great concert tomorrow night. Everybody come out and see that. And right now, I want to give you guys some presents.
Nice.
I'm going to play Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
You jockasses and the penis man over here. One of the t-shirts for the event. The front is a pseudo Rasta guy. And, what's that say, Peter? Can you read that?
Emperor something.
Something. Make that read that.
Something Garcia.
See, marijuana makes my side better, too.
And there you go. Yes, I may have glaucoma.
10 minutes ago, I couldn't read this. But now. I can't.
I heard you guys talking earlier week on the Evil White Demo radio station that I don't recommend anybody listen to. I recommend everybody listen to 1027 WEBN. But you were talking about medicinal marijuana, and I have no idea. Name some of the stuff that's actually being used for now. Name some of the physical problems.
Right now, in 8 or 9 states in this country, it is legal to use medical marijuana for numerous ailments. Such as migraine headaches, MS, cancer. A lot of people that have cancer chemo treatments and radiation, they get nausea with that. It helps with the nausea. Stops it like that.
Wow.
They can't take Marinol, which is a synthetic pharmaceutical of THC, because it's growing up.
Mm.
So they can't take the pill because this is going to be thrown up along with everything else. So smoking the marijuana in the joints or whatever apparatus that they use is the only way to get it into the body to stop the nausea and prevent them from growing up and making them feel better.
Well,
the quality of life goes up, they can hold their food down, and they can keep their weight on while they're using instead of dropping the weight when they have the chemo.
Not only does it settle your stomach, but it also kind of gives you the munchies.
When I was in the dorms in college, man, that's pretty much the only way I ate the cafeteria food. Just 3 squares a day, man.
Yeah, I think like Taco Bell, Burger King, and all the pizza joints, not quite a ton,
I mean, the business with the straw.
Sort of treats the brain the same way marijuana does.
Right.
Kind of you like it, and it fixes the pleasure part of the brain and everything. Well, now they're mixing cannabis with chocolate for treats. Talk about cannabinoids going to your brain.
I kind of wish Bob Garrett was still here because he has so many recipes.
Actually, some sour old taste is like a little butterscotch you put on it.
Oh, it's delicious. I think I need to get some of the hero burgers. Like some fun to hang out more with our jackass of the hour.
That's the jackass of the hour, guys.
Jackass of the hour. And the happy entrance in our mellow band of people with weed. The WBN.
34 at George Apple.
Cannabis Culture Magazine, Unique to Me. After I said I just presented a million marijuana march weekend. Each third Saturday, May 3rd, 8th, at the Rivers Run by Sports Market in Miami Town with a Hemp Rock Music Fundraiser. See live music by Neverzone, Grassy Crib, and Worldwide. Then Sunday, May 4th, from 3 to 6, it's a million marijuana march and rally on 690 South Square. Featured speakers include Kate Wigan, Indiana Normal, North Ohio Normal, American Alliance for Medical Cannabis, the Kentucky Marijuana Park, Police Officers for Drug Law Reform, and more. Musical guests, live and canned carpet bands. The Million Marijuana March and Rally, Sunday, May 4th, Fountain Square. For info, call Hemp Rock Audio Magazine, 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Or go to hemprock.com. This event is sponsored by Cures.org, Cannabis Culture Magazine, Goshen, Ohio's Unique Boutique, and Hemp Rock Production.
He has one thing that he needs to do with a lifetime. One thing that will give you a most exhilarating life. One thing that may be the most incredible experience on this planet. It's skydiving. Full skydive Wayne County today at 1-800 Police Law. To embark on the greatest 14,000 feet of your life. Forget amusement park. Forget virtual reality. Experience the greatest thrill of your life. Skydiving. Put the X in extreme sports with Skydive Wayne County, the most state-of-the-art facility in the region. Offering add-on skydiving and accelerated free fall. Skydive Wayne County ATN has an unparalleled safety record. You'll make it down in one piece. Call 1-800-3-FALL today, and you could be camping tomorrow. Located 15 minutes from Miami University in Austin. Skydive Wayne County offers group, student, and pizza discounts. And camping at the shelter as well. Call 1-800-3-FALL today. Skydive Wayne County.
Morning, it's Bob the producer and Ramonki. This Saturday, we'll be broadcasting from Cincinnati Bell Wireless inside the Florence Mall. We'll get your 4 to 6 p.m. stop by, check out all the great deals, get yourself a new EPM spring feed.
Hi, Dave Fingers again for Arby's. Back to tell you that Arby's has done it again. Another new delicious sandwich they introduced. It is the new homestyle pot roast sandwich. Now, what this is, this isn't really sliced beef. These are actual chunks of real pot roast that slow cook just like Granny used to do. Extra tender and juicy. Served on Arby's new toasted baguette roll. It is great. It's also a little bit of chicken ranch sauce they got and beige cheddar cheese. And that, my friend, is a winner. Get homemade taste anytime at Arby's with Arby's new homestyle pot roast sandwich. So what you gotta do is you get one of these homestyle pot roast sandwiches, you load up with some curly fries, you get yourself a nice thick jamocha shake, and you are kicking it big time. Try it now, Arby's new homestyle pot roast sandwich, Arby's oven fresh, oven good. What are you eating today?
Hey, Sam, we're going to be in Vinny Vegas this Saturday at Champions of Perfect. We're going to be there 8 to 10 p.m. Register you for a chance to win a limo for you and four of your friends. First thing, go to my home and send you cash. Thanks for Corona. See you there.
Do you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired and irritable? Are you losing your sex drive? If so, you could have low testosterone.
I'm Dr. Richard Cohen, MD, men's health specialist. Testosterone levels can fall rapidly after age 35, but now you can boost your testosterone naturally. Introducing Testostazine, the powerful new testosterone-boosting system I developed for men who are starting to feel their age. Testosterone supports your body's ability to produce testosterone the way you did when you were younger, so you can restore your energy, youthful sex drive, and staying power. Testosterone keeps a man energetic and sexually confident. You can feel that way no matter what your age. Testosterone can help.
Call now for your risk-free confidential trial of testosterone. 1-888-466-4387. 1-888-466-4387. Guaranteed to work for you or your money back. 1-888-466-4387. Results will vary.
For 100 years, Harley Davidson has owned the road. We are the capital place in the world. And we're not in Kevin Cycles. Keep on that more. Introducing the Richard Harrison Cycles in all the mountains. Like
Check out Riverside Cutting Cycles information at email.
Have the May and Marijuana March weekend again coming up this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow is the Hemp Rock Music Fundraiser. It's out in Riverfront West Sports Park, Pavilion out in Miami Town. And we're going to have the band Neverville, which is also our one of our MCs is sitting right here. And Worldwide and Grassy Creek is an acoustic act. And also, I keep forgetting, Doc Diablo is also going to be doing some acoustic stuff.
Right.
He's also one of the MCs. And then, of course, Sunday is the big march, which we're really not marching. This is in some cities around the world, they are marching, but march permits in Cincinnati, guys, is really a hassle. So we're just going to march in circles on Fountain Square.
Very cool.
Okay, in the joint circle, just kind of...
there's a crowd there.
When the stoner's walking in circles.
I ain't never been saying puff, puff,
Jim. Puff, puff, Jim 420.
Exactly.
All right, well, very cool. Well, we will talk more with you. And right now, Longview, Green Day, 1027 BN.